En algunas partes de Estados Unidos, que es un país muy grande, Estados Unidos, más de 300 millones de personas, en algunas partes lo tomaron más en serio más pronto y en otras no tan pronto. Estoy escuchando la radio a ver qué dicen de lo que va a pasar ahora.
And the view of many others is that the information on these two drugs is anecdotal. That means there's some promising anecdotal information.
Están hablando de la droga para curar el coronavirus. Estoy escuchando para ver si te puedo dar alguna noticia en directo. Es miércoles, el lunes a las 4:43 de la tarde.
If these drugs can be effective, and certainly we don't want to be using drugs unnecessarily. There can be harm to these medicines and their costs. So I think it's better to let the science lead on what treatments are effective, and really listen to our National Institutes of Health and the researchers who are going to let us know what treatments in a very carefully clinical controlled trial are likely to be effective. I wouldn't take anecdotal information and go out and try and get a prescription to either of these medicines.
And the scary thing there is I'm seeing accounts of people who take those medicines for conditions they are proven for, tested for. Now, because of the talk of these as a hypothetical coronavirus treatment, they're not able to get the medicines that they actually need and we know they work.
Yeah, and that's to go back to your first caller, there's so much misinformation out there. I just recommend that people go to credible sources, go to the CDC or your state or local health department, and really get identify your sources from well-known and well-regarded organizations.